Detectives have charged a man over the death of Conondale local Chris Gwynne. The accused was taken into custody at a Caloundra home yesterday and overnight was charged with murder and interfering with a corpse. Mr. Gwynne's body was found by concerned friends on Saturday afternoon after he'd failed to turn up to a planned dinner. A 68-year-old man has been denied police bail and will appear in court today. We're being encouraged to throw a few more items with the Australian-made logo into the trolley next time we're at the supermarket and make a massive difference. New data from Roy Morgan for Australian-made Week shows if every household spent just an extra $10 a week on Aussie-made goods, it'd add $4.8 billion to the economy and create 9,500 new jobs. Tennis star Ash Barty will visit a business at Coolum today in her role as this year's Aussie-made ambassador. She says, you know you'll be getting a good thing by buying local.
For local makers and growers, they do such a fantastic job in producing the products and being able to say that it's the highest end in the world. So being able to celebrate that with the Australian-made companies and products, it helps support these businesses.
And Australia Zoo has launched a new attraction, one that Robert Irwin says has been in the making his whole life. Cheetah Grasslands is a state-of-the-art habitat across 2.5 acres of open grassland and natural waterways and is now home to cheetah brothers Josh and William.
We really hit some very uncertain times through COVID, so it kind of was on the back burner a little bit, but in the back of our minds, it's always been a priority because it was such a priority for Dad to get these cats out there for people to see and to give them a really great slice of the wild. So it was just so wonderful that the stars finally aligned. We could do this, and now, you know, we're seeing so much support and everyone's so excited. So this is it. Guests can now see them.